In the meantime, when so many thousands of people had gathered together that they were trembling one another, he began to say to his disciples first, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that not will be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that have nothing more than they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man also will acknowledge before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And when they bring you before synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
这时，有几万人聚拢过来，甚是彼此践踏。耶稣开讲，先对门徒说：“你们要防备法利赛人的虚伪，也就是他们假冒为善，掩盖的事情没有不暴露出来的，隐藏的事情没有不被人知道的。因此，你们在暗中要在明中被人听见，在室内要俯耳所听的事情。”最终也要被人宣扬。我的所有朋友，我告诉你们，所有的事情都不能害怕，也不要惧怕他人。我要指明你们应当怕的是谁，当怕那以后有权利又让你们下地狱的人。这样的人，我们才要怕他。几个小麻雀不是只卖2钱银子吗？但在神的面前。实际上，他一个也不会忘记，即使是你们的头发丝也被他一一数过。不要惧怕艰难，你们比许多麻雀，比世间的一切都要贵重。我要告诉你们，凡在人前认得我的，人的神的使者也必当认得他；凡在人前不认得我的，即使在使者面前也必当不认识他。凡说话。犯冒犯于我的，还可得到免赎；亵渎神灵的，总不会对免赎。人们带到你们到会堂，在权力和当官人的面前，不要担心他们怎么样说话，说什么话，因为在那时候，圣灵会挽救你们，并指导你们应该怎么行事。大家好。我是主播 Kiki，第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第33讲。欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello, everyone. I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time, I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me in conduct deep learning, also problem discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 30th 3 lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the commentary for discussion. So, well, firstly, let's deal with my today's personal study summary. Firstly, let us be real, no fake. Jesus warns against hypocrisy, comparing it to yeast diet sprites. He says everything hidden will eventually be revealed. True faith is about consistent honesty, not putting on a show for others. Second thing, know your worth and never ever live in fear. Jesus tells us not to fear people who can only harm the body. He also emphasizes how much God cares for us. Even the teeny sparrows are also being remembered, and every hair on our head is also counted. That means we are incredibly valuable to the God, so we don't need to be scared of others' opinions. The last issue is relying on help and also be brave. When facing pressure for our faith, Jesus also promised the Holy Spirit will give us the right words to say. If we also acknowledge Him before others, He will also acknowledge us before God. This allows us to live bravely and authentically. So, in short, this guide also calls us to move from pretending to be perfect for approval into a free new life where being loved leads us to be real, and being real makes us bravely. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, sister. The main topic of this text is we should not fear. We do not need to be hypocrite because in the end of time, everything will be seen and heard openly, what we prayed and did, and those who talked in the dark must come to the light, and those who talked with God in silence will get their reward.
妹妹，今天好，大家来谈一谈今天这篇文章的主题。我们不应该感到畏惧，我们无需虚伪，因为在末世，一切都将被公之于众，我们的祈祷和所作所为都将昭然若揭。那些在黑暗中所说的话，终将暴露在光天化日之下，而那些在静默中与神交谈的人，也必得他们的奖赏。
When we think about our relationship with Jesus, we have to be aware that he has the power to judge at the end of time and to throw us in the lake of fire. Therefore, we shall take him seriously and confess him before men, with the result that he confesses us before the angels too, and to nothing bad will happen to us.
当我们思考与耶稣的关系的时候，我们必须意识到，他在有权力的时候，就是说在末日审判的时候，会将我们投入火湖。因此，我们应当认真地对待与他，并且在世人面前承认他的存在，这样他也会在天使面前来承认我们，而我们这样就不会遭到任何灾祸。
The last point which can cause fear and anxiety to us is when they bring us before the rulers on the earth and the leaders in the synagogue. We shall not say and think about what to say now, because the Holy Spirit will give us the words if we have to come in a such a situation.
最后一点可能让我们感到恐惧和焦虑，那就是他们把我们带到地上的统治者和会堂的领袖面前的时候，我们不必现在就思考该说什么、该做什么，因为如果我们身处这种境地，圣灵则会赐予我们的话语权。Okay, based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and also sisters who have just become new Christians. So, the first question for sister. Jesus warns about the leaven of the Pharisees, which he says is hypocrisy. So in our daily lives, like at school or online or other situation, what are some ways people might act like a hypocrite? 耶稣警告要防备法利赛人的虚伪，他说那就是假冒伪善。在我们的日常生活当中，比如说在学校、网上或其他情况，人们可能有哪些做法会像假冒伪善的人呢？
The 3 points people are most hypocrite is praying, fasting, and giving. Therefore, Jesus teaches us in the Gospel of Matthew that we shall do these things in secret.
人们最虚伪的三件事，就是为所谓的神进行长时间的祷告、进食和所谓的奉献。因此，耶稣在马太福音中教导我们，这些事情应当在暗中进行。
We will get a reward for these things in heaven. Therefore, Jesus says the things we do in secret will be revealed one day, so we have not a need doing them before people. It is the best doing them hidden that only God can see what we do.
耶稣说：“我们在天上会因为这些事情得到奖赏，我们暗中行事总会被揭露的，所以我们没必要在人前做些事情，好像是宣扬一样。而相反，在暗中进行，这样只有上帝才能看到我们的所作所为。”Next issue, Schwarzer. Jesus says about secrets won't stay hidden forever. How does this idea make you feel about being honest, even in some small things? 耶稣说，秘密不会永远被隐藏下来。这观念让你对诚实以及保持未来，即使是在小事上，都会有一些作为。这你来怎么理解呢？
I am a learner just as you, and on my way to heaven, I learn more and more that I should not share everything that I do with people, but only with God.
我与你一样都是学习者，在通往天堂路中，我们越来越明白，不应该与其他人分享我所做的一切事情，而应当只与上帝进行分享。Next question. Why do you think Jesus tells his followers not to fear people who can only hurt their body, but to fear God who cares about their eternal soul? 你觉得为什么耶稣告诉他的跟随者不要惧怕那些只能伤害他们身体的人，而要惧怕那位关心他们永恒灵魂的上帝呢？
Because the meaning of this life is to save our soul out of the eternal fire, which will hurt us when we not follow Jesus. Suffering physical here on earth is nothing in compared with suffering in eternal hell.
因为此生的意义在于挽救我们的灵魂。免于在水火之中的煎熬，若我们不能跟随耶稣，必将下入火湖，永受折磨。与永恒的地狱之苦相比，今生的苦难根本微不足道。Next question. So, sister, God knows even when a tiny sparrow falls down. If God also pays that much attention to a bird, what does Henley say about how he feels about you? 上帝甚至连一只微不足道的麻雀掉落下来都知道。如果上帝对一只鸟如此，那他又如何看待对于你呢？
It gives me security. If God cares for each bird in the sky, then He cares for me too. That does not mean that I should be lazy. Birds are one of the animals which work very hard to get their nest and raise up their children, but they find all material and food that they need on the way in the field.
它给我带来了安全感。如果上帝连一只天中的鸟都眷顾，那么他也同样会眷顾我。这并不意味着我应该感到懒惰。鸟儿是少数几种为了筑巢和养育后代而辛勤劳作的动物之一，它们会在迁徙的路上和野外觅食，最终获取所需的一切。Yeah, indeed, we truly should work hard. So, next question. Jesus says the hairs of your head are all numbered. Is that a scary thought or comforting thought. Why? 耶稣说：“你们的头发也都被数过了。”也许这是一个可怕的想法，难道说这也是一个安慰的想法？你怎么看待呢？
It is a comfortable thought. God knows everything about me, and since He is a loving Father, He will do only the best for me.
实际上，这让我感到安心。上帝了解我的一切，他是一位仁爱的天父，他会为我们安排最好的结果。Next question. So, sister, what does it mean to acknowledge or stand up for your beliefs in front of others? Can you think of a situation where it might be hard to do so? 在他人面前承认或者捍卫你的信仰，又意味着什么呢？你能想到一个这样做，并且很困难的情景吗？
When others ask you, you should confess that you are a Christian. Once I had in a Zoom conversation group the problem that I confessed, and the leader was so intolerant that he mocked me in the conversation a lot.
当别人问起时，你应该坦白承认自己是基督徒。我曾经在 Zoom 群组会议中遇到过这个问题。我坦白之后，当时其他人非常不宽容，在群组讨论中对我进行了多次的攻击。
I went out of the group during the conversation with people who do not accept that I am a Christian and confess it by their intolerance. I have nothing to do.
谈话期间，我离开了人群。对于那些不接受我是基督徒，并且用他们的偏见来否定这一点的人。我无话可说。Next question. So Jesus also promised that the Holy Spirit will help us to know what to say in tough situations. Have you ever felt suddenly clear about what to do or say when you were nervous? What was that like? 耶稣应许圣灵会在艰难处境中帮助我们怎样做、怎样说。你是否曾感到在紧张时突然清楚该说什么、做什么？那又是什么样的感受呢？
Usually, I don't get nervous before others when I have to confess being a Christian. I declare what Jesus had said and how I live, and if people refuse my opinion, I let them walk away, withholding them back.
通常情况下，当需要公开表明自己是基督徒的时候。我不会感到紧张，我会陈述耶稣的教诲以及我个人的生活方式。如果其他人不认同，我会让他们离开，并不会强留。
It is harder when I am attacked than I really need the help of the Holy Spirit that advises me if I shall say something or it is better to not say anything because people can attack me more. Jesus did not say anything either when he was attacked, so sometimes it is wiser not to say anything.
更难的是，当我受到攻击的时候，我真的需要圣灵的帮助。他会指导我是否应该开口，或者最好保持缄默，因为缄默可以招致更多的攻击。耶稣同时受到攻击的时候，他也没有说话，所以有时沉默是金。Next question, sister. The passage talk about forgiveness, but also mentions one thing that won't be forgiven. That is lepers for me. So lepers for me against the Holy Spirit. What do you think it means to reject or insult the very spirit of the truth and goodness that comes from God? 今天的这段经文中谈到了饶恕，但也提到了一件事情不会被饶恕，就是亵渎圣灵。你认为拒绝或者侮辱来自上帝的真理和良善的灵是什么样的意思呢？
In the text before, we heard that the Jewish leaders blamed Jesus to cast out the demons by the help of the devil. In other words, they said that the Holy Spirit who helped Jesus is the devil. And this sin to call the Holy Spirit a demon or a devil will never be forgiven.
在前文中，我们读到，犹太领袖指责耶稣靠着魔鬼的力量驱赶圣灵。换句话说，他们认为帮助耶稣圣灵就是魔鬼本身。 称这种圣灵为魔鬼的罪，而且是永远无法被赦免的。Okay, so next question. How the warning about hypocrisy and the encouragement to be fearless about standing up for your own faith connected? Can you just be fearless if you are pretending? 关于假冒伪善的警告和关于无畏于他的信仰，这两者之间有什么关联吗？如果你是在假装，你还能真的无所畏惧吗？
No, it's not possible because paragraphs about fearless are dedicated to those who are honest and without hypocrisy.
不，这根本不可能，因为关于无畏的段落是献给那些诚实、不虚伪的人。
We have seen in the parable of the sower here too, the hypocrite are those who receive the word very quickly, but then it comes to pressure and persecution and they dry out.
我们在这里也看到了撒种的比喻，这些伪君子起初很快受到了福音，也假装接受。但一旦遇到压力和逼迫，所有人都变得退缩。Okay, so today's last question for sister. If you had to summarize the main message of this whole passage to get a friend in just one or two sentences, what would you say? 如果你必须用一两句话向其他人概括今天所学的全部核心，你会怎样回答？
Fear God with all your heart and mind and not people.
你一定要全心全意的敬畏上帝，而不要敬畏人。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2026年2月快乐，我们下期再会。